Greetings, folks. Andy Jukes here, and a special welcome to Ride and Talk 14. Well, that's it. The International GS Trophy 2020 is officially over. Except that it's not really over, at least not for all the participants who had the time of their lives over in New Zealand. For them, the competition itself was just the starting point of a new journey in which they fought hard for trophy glory, but along the way made new friends for life from all the continents, united not by a common language but simply by the bike they ride and the way they ride it. Judging by the amazing feedback we've received, you've enjoyed our coverage from New Zealand via all our social media channels. We did the best we could to bring as much of the joy of the trophy directly to you. But what about the participants themselves? What did they think of the competition, the friendships made, the different cultures, the people, the riding, and the F850 GS that took them more than 2,500 kilometres through the best landscapes that New Zealand had to offer? On the final special stage of the final day of the 2020 competition, I grabbed a quick chat with as many of them as I could, all of whom didn't want their GS Trophy journey to end. Warning, goosebumps alert.
My name's Brandon Grimstead and I'm from Team South Africa. Right now, I'm over the moon. I actually couldn't be happier right now. The whole experience in itself has been amazing. Yes, we've had our ups and our downs. But we've pulled through as a team. We've set our differences aside, worked through it together. Very early morning starts, everyone's very tired and fatigued. But as soon as you hit the dirt and you see these amazing views, it just all goes away. It's pretty much like one big family. You come together, everyone eats together, you ride together, you experience this amazing scenery together. It's just one big family, and it's amazing to be a part of this experience. For the past 2 days, I've been so sad that it actually is ending today, and we've done our final run. In the future, I'd definitely try and get back into this. Without a doubt, it's probably the most exhilarating thing I've ever done in my life. And I've been riding bikes since I was like 8 years old, and this is probably one of the best motorcycle experiences I've ever had in my entire life. It's been amazing. I love that bike, and coming here to this 850 with the rally seat, it's such a machine. It's such a beast. There's no way to explain it except to ride it the way we do ride them. At the end of the day, if I could, I would definitely buy this bike. New Zealand has actually blown my expectations. It's way more than I ever thought it was. Incredible to be riding here, and definitely I would come back as a GS rider one day.
My name is BJ Foster. I'm from Team South Africa. Yeah, Andy, sure, it's difficult to explain. I think once you're here, I think I've said that on the first night to my friends, and like, it's just, you can't explain the feeling here. The riding was incredible. The camaraderie, the friendships that we built over the last 8 days was... it was life-changing, to say the least. It'll take me a long time to sort of take in what happened here, and just the amazing people that we met along the way, and the amazing sceneries and landscapes that we've ridden, and it's been an incredible journey. Yeah, I think we were very lucky to have this draw for New Zealand. I've been following the GS Trophy since 2010 already, when it was in South Africa the first time. And I never thought that I would really, get into the technical side of things. And, seeing landscapes change from country to country, each and every country, I think, has got its own, special moments and special landscapes and special roads to ride. But if I have to think, I think this is by far the best GS Trophy that's ever been held. We had a chance, thanks to BMW Motorrad South Africa, and they gave us a few 850s to train on. And once we got here, the bike rides different. I don't know what they did with it, but it's really special. So I'm not sure how I've got to get this home, if there's a chance. But it's this machine was made for the terrain that we rode in New Zealand. I mean, from rocky riverbeds to loose stuff to wet stuff, it's perfect. I'm actually from a 1200 background. So, coming from a touring background and not really technical stuff, I never thought, I've got an 800 at home, but I use it for something completely different. And once we got onto these bikes, everybody was like, wow, the suspension just eats up all the terrain that we rode. And we had really technical stuff, and some days not. where you can sort of just start playing with it in the corners, and it was just amazing. It's really, really, it's a well set up bike this year. Although we are competing for some silverware at the end of the day, I think this is probably the first trophy that I've followed in the last three, 2016, 2018, where it wasn't so competitive inside the camp, and everybody was just getting along and, you know, making new friendships and having some conversation and exchanging cultures. And it was, this is what I wanted to take back home, was the friendships. And the landscapes, it's a plus. You know, this opportunity for with BMW Motorrad, I think that's a, it's a big bonus. But ultimately, it is about the friendships. It's about the people that's here. If it wasn't for the 140 people here, this wouldn't have happened. So that's the special part I'm taking home for sure. You know, it doesn't matter where you're from. Yeah, what about the Koreans? Let's start with them. I mean, just the spirit within the team. I mean, there's only one of them that could actually speak a little bit of English. But how special to know that, you know what, you can actually go to Korea. You don't have to speak a word and you can understand each other. You share the same passion. You can share the same beer if you want. But that's the special thing. It's incredible. You can't explain it. That is what it is.
Alberto Ballardini, Team Italy. It was amazing. I have no words to describe it. Maybe after a month I can describe with more good words. But it has been amazing. Riding here with a motorcycle like this 850 GS is fantastic. I couldn't believe that it was so amazing, that very surprised how it feels, how it handles, and the combo, this bike, these tires and these trucks was perfect. It was surprisingly how many people was following the race and liking the photos and writing comments and sharing the posts. For sure, some friend of mine that as me, we haven't any idea how was the GS Trophy. Now I has, and now I can convince them to participate to the qualifier and try to be here.
Ronny Lundberg, Team Nordic, and I am the Swedish competitor. I don't know if I can explain it, but this is so good. On the way back here, when I know the route is 265 kilometers today, and I saw, oh no, it's only 10 kilometers left, and I get little tear in my eyes, and okay, then I start thinking about my family when I got home, and I miss them too. But this has certainly been a experience of a lifetime. It has been better and better and better for every day, and the experience I got from this, you know, the different road types, it's you feel it and you're learning, it's getting into your nerve system, you know, and I'm gonna have a lot of good practice from here. The team we have teamed up with every day, they really nice people, and some other teams I have been very good friends with even before we came to the GS Trophy. We started a little on Facebook. So when we came here, we were best friends before we came here. So this is awesome. These roads and this country and everything is amazing in here. And for me, who lives up in northern Nordic in Sweden, this is so long you can come from home. So this is awesome. And yeah, I love this country. But when we have driven now, we have gone pretty fast, and you have to focus on the way. So, okay, you maybe don't have seen the countryside as much as if you go here as a tourist. If there be another Nordic team in 2 years, I gonna fix that. So many people's gonna try the qualifier, and if they do a qualifier and win, I can show them my experience and train them. And of course, now I have the experience, so I'm gonna kick their ass really train hard.
My name is Ole Christian Christiansen. I'm 34 years old from Norway. It's been incredible It's experience that I never could have dreamed of and could not have achieved myself if I don't have been in this challenge. So it's been really great. No, I met competitors from all over the world, marshals from many, many countries. I get good contact with them. So it's been really great, especially the South Koreans. I get they are my friends now. Yeah, I had a training bike home in Norway for some months, but we get it a little bit late, and the snow is coming early in Norway, so I get 1,000 kilometers on it home. But now I really start to love the bike after 2,500 kilometers here in every type of terrain. If we have a future team, I will love to help them and share my experience with them so they can even get higher on the ranking.
Claire Bichard and my team, EFT1. It was very awesome. I think the 3-4 last day was very, very beautiful. We met a lot of kind people, the South Africa, the Russian guy. I think we are a big family now. My teammate Isabella wants to come in my flat in 1 month. So the door is open for them. I have friends everywhere, and I have to ask me, where I want to go for my first, my next holidays. There is a lot of comments on Facebook. Someone, I don't know them, tell me, oh, Claire, I'm with you. Okay, so I will try to do my best for you. And I want to inspire other women to do the same thing.
Hola, soy Lucas Estuardo, de Argentina, y estamos acá, estamos terminando el último día del Jet Trophy, así que nada, muy contento y realmente muy feliz porque pasamos unos días muy, muy bonitos. No, la verdad que hicimos muy buenos amigos, conocimos mucha gente, esa creo que es la experiencia que nos llevamos todos. Conocimos un país muy lindo y nada, hemos pasado un buen momento.
He says that overall it's been a very good experience, getting to know people from all over the world and leaving the country with new friends that will last for a long time, and the country is amazing.
My name is Agustin Salanueva. The bike runs great. It's very, very handy. It's very light and it's very powerful. The tires are great. I feel like my bike, my everyday bike, is incredible. 40 nations, there's many languages on the base camp. You hear the people talking in different languages, as I say, and it's great, and I hope to see all the people that I meet here and discover the world with them.
I'm Diego Noras from Argentina. This country is wonderful, people is awesome. The landscapes are amazing. We have seen many rivers, lakes, forests, lot of different landscapes that make this wonderful. For sure, when we come again to our country, we'll talk the experience with other people and maybe get some new riders for the next years.
Jaap van Hofwegen, Team the Netherlands. Well, I mean, 8 days has flown by. It's an amazing experience. We've seen so many different parts of New Zealand, met a lot of new people, had great conversations and experiences. It's been everything that I actually expected. As soon as you put on a helmet and have a bike, it's easy to talk to people. There's always a story, and the other person always has something to share. So it doesn't matter where you go. It's easy to talk, yeah. It has shown that different cultures and different nationalities, different backgrounds can actually enjoy one and the same thing. And that's that beautiful bike with a great scenery, yeah. I was, to be honest, a little bit hesitant about the 850 coming off a 1200, which I really, really like. But the 850, the suspension on the rough terrain, it's fantastic. That's perfect. Yeah, absolutely. With my height, almost 2 meters, I might want to put on a bigger screen, but other than that, it's perfectly fine. Yeah. I love to teach. I love to share experience. The community of GS off-road riding in Netherlands is very small, so I don't know if there's a place for me. But if there is, I would definitely be active and participate in that. Yeah, I think the GS trophy has started many years, and it will go on for many years ahead. I met two very, very great guys, and we're already planning the next competition to join, and who knows where this is going to end. Yeah.
My name is Ricky Naik, and yeah, I represent Team India. The experience has been just unbelievable. The routes, the special stages, and the kind of terrains that were picked up, extreme uphills and extreme downhills, steep descents, which is like, we're not used to this kind of terrain, and we do not have, places where we can go practice or ride, and this is an unbelievable country and a place to ride. Last 2 days we've been planning and thinking how to come up with a ADV culture in India, where it's already there, but then most of the time, honestly, not many people go ride these motorcycles off-road. So we were sitting and thinking, how can we grow this community? What are the activities and events that we can do to help the community? And also what we've learned from here, we can carry it back home and share it with people and prepare maybe a better team next year. Yeah, that's our plan. I'm sure participants from other countries would definitely love to visit India and ride there. We have a location within a couple of thousand, not a couple of thousand, maybe in 1,000 kilometers. You have mountains, gravel roads, and sand and beaches all in one place. And it'll be great to see GS Trophy happen in India.
I'm Nikki from the International Female Team 1. Yeah, it was really a great time. It was so amazing to ride with all the different countries and everything. We did very well, and the girls were great, and they get better and better every day. So I think we had a great trophy together. Yeah, we will inspire more people, especially female riders, to go on the bike and do off-road. Yeah, it's a really good bike. It's light, but it has enough power. It's easy to handle the bike. The bigger front wheel makes it a great bike for this kind of riding. Yes, perfect.
Manuel Enrique Montalvo, Team Mexico. Okay, well, the experience was unbelievable. It's been by far one of the greatest things that I've accomplished and that I've done. I couldn't believe that today when I woke up that it was finishing, because there were days that they were so long, and then that you just wanted them to not to end, but to arrive at camp and to sleep and everything. And realizing today that this was ending, that we only had 260 kilometers left, and that we are right now at the final stage is crazy. It's been a great experience, like being able to ride in a foreign country with a lot of riders that they are insane. They are really good riders. The marshals are incredible, and the experience has been great and fantastic. Being at the GS Trophy doesn't mean going to compete or to anything. It means going to get to know friends and meet new people. At the end of the day, they become kind of a second family to you, because we are all united by the same passion. And yeah, whenever I want to go to a place, for sure I'm going to contact my new friends and brothers and sisters. I knew it would blow my mind, but I was not expecting it to be so incredible. Like, when I arrived, it's unbelievable how you can turn around, and whichever place you see, it's great and it's amazing. The people are friendly, the Yeah, the nature is incredible. Wherever you turn around, it's green, it's full of animals, and yeah, the best place to ride a motorcycle. I actually ride at home a 1200 GS, but after riding for so long the 850, I learned how to love it, and for sure I'm going to get one when I get home. I have actually, all my life, I have dreamt about being a BMW instructor, and I'm looking forward on doing that. And yeah, like a lot of my friends wanted to know more about the GS Trophy. And yeah, I'll help them training and everything to perform well at the next qualifier, and let's see what happens.
My name is Roy Prescott, and I ride for Team UK. The experience, it's hard to describe in words. It's nothing but fantastic. Every day, new scenery, new friends, new experiences with new nations. Just absolutely tremendous. I'm absolutely over the moon, over the world. Fantastic. Yeah, it's like I say, it's taken a long time coming. Been getting more and more nervous as looking forward to getting the plane flight to come over here for the adventure to start. It showed in the first couple of days. I think in every team we were all nervous. But as the week's gone on, meeting the new teams, different countries, the new friends, the banter, the whole lot, it's been absolutely fantastic. I loved every minute of it. The reason why I got a GS in the first place was to go adventuring. And literally coming here has moved my boundaries of where I would like to go in the world now, where instead of just riding around home, around Wales and Scotland, I can perhaps go to a bit further apart to Europe, and maybe one day the dream is to have a go, maybe even try around ride around the world, perhaps if the wife will let me.
ผมชื่อสยามนะครับมาจากประเทศไทยนะครับGS Trophy นิวซีแลนด์ครั้งนี้เป็นความภูมิใจแล้วก็สนุกสนานมากผมได้เพื่อนมากมายหลายประเทศนะครับแล้วก็ประสบการณ์ใหม่นะครับความสวยงามแล้วก็ที่สำคัญคือ Spirit of GS ก็คือเพื่อนที่แบบว่าช่วยเหลือกันตลอดเวลานะครับไม่ว่าเราจะขี่ช้าขี่เร็วยังไงเนี่ยเพื่อนจะไม่ทิ้งกันตลอดนะครับแล้วก็รถเนี่ย F850GS ผมว่ามันขี่ได้ดีมากกับสภาพแบบภูมิประเทศที่สำหรับนิวซีแลนด์เลยแหละโอเคมากซึ่งจะเป็นทางที่แบบเป็นหินอย่างนี้แบบเยอะมากเลย 850GS ไปได้ดีครับ
Yeah, his name is Siam Kewatchan. This experience is what he proud.And he got a lot of new friends, especially when he ride with the group of other team. Even we are like competing, but still we help each other. And for the bike, the F850GS, it can prove itself that it can win in this kind of terrain in New Zealand.
Okay, my name is Majd Berada from North Africa, Morocco.It was a long experience, long challenge. Every day we thought it's okay, we are okay, we done it, we did it well. But another day begin, and it's the beginning of another adventure each day. So it was crazy with new paysage every day.With new kind of road and new challenges and new problem also, because we had a lot of problem on road and on the challenges, but we tried to be close each other, because we are a team, and all the time we say, no problem, we didn't or we did, it's not a problem, we go on. So that's why we are here at the last day.Smiling and that's why how we did it. Each time people ask us on road when we take coffee, they ask us, where do you come from? We said from 40 countries. So we say, what? It's impossible.
We develop a very very big friendship with all the participants coming from I think 40 or more than 40 countries.And I'm sure they become a friend of us. We keep in touch on the social media, and we will share some experience, and that's what we are here now. everybody is welcome in our country, and I was surprised that many people ask me about our country. We want to visit your country. Which month is good for riding? So our country is very big. We have a lot of things to see, a lot of culture, a lot of city, a lot of landscape, different seasons. So we have the deserts, mountains, snow, beach, everything. So it's very big landscape. And I'm sure that many people will come. And that's what we are here now, to represent our country. And we are very happy to present our flag, Morocco. And also Algeria and Tunis, because we are the North Africa team. Make life a ride.
Crazy week. Everybody told us, enjoy, guys. It's going to be a lifetime experience. It will be crazy. Time will fly. And then, yeah, we will enjoy. But now, I have no word. Every day was amazing. The relationship with people, great. The road, incredible. The landscape, the bike are really good. I didn't expect that the 850 was so good. We train in France with the 850, but not with this equipment. And it makes a big difference. We feel good on the road, on off-road. The electronic is also really nice. And we want to give a big thanks to BMW to create the GS, because I think they create the first real adventure bikes, and they open the road for many things. And even if many brands are trying to do the same, GS still the better adventure bike on the world. And they are the only brand that can give an experience like this for 1 week. It's crazy. We have too many friends now. They are all inviting us all over the world. So now we have to check our agenda, because it's going to be impossible to ride again or to take holidays. My wife will kill me when I will tell her that I want to do some other things. So, you know, it's crazy. And we find a lot of people from everywhere. And every day we are changing, and every day we meet new people and we have a lot of fun. So, great.
Such an amazing experience. It's a once of in a lifetime experience. We get to ride on really good motorcycles. They are designed to be ridden on-road, off-road. To be able to ride with people coming from all over the world, it's so inspiring. You get to know different cultures. You get to make friends all over the world. It's really, really great. And I think we try to post as many articles as possible on Facebook, on our team webpage, and people are really crazy about all the pictures of the amazing landscapes. But as days went by, and they went by in a blink of an eye, it got better and better, and it's a marvelous country.
Sean Terblanche, Team Australia. Andy, I can't believe the time has come. We've ridden GS Trophy 2020 and it's all over now. It's been such a good event. Every day was spectacular. The trials, the tracks, the people, the riding, the bikes. It's just been so good. I couldn't have imagined it. 5 years ago, I didn't even ride bikes, to be honest. So to come all this way, represent my country and just share this experience with all these people, make new friends from all across the globe, was fantastic. I can recommend it to anyone. There's so many different terrain varieties and things you can take on every day. From the bitumen riding, you know, the on-road stuff, it's been so good. The off-road stuff, you can do easy tracks. You can get into the more gnarly stuff, the more adventurous stuff. So, yeah, it's definitely open to anyone. I've already got a few friends who've asked me before, Sean, can you sort of mentor us and try and get us to the next GS Trophy or even the one after, but, you know, guide them. And I've already started, you know, having a chat with them, and we've done a few sessions. And in general, we've been building up the adventure riding and the GS community in Perth. So, and it's great, just getting people out and building their confidence, seeing smiles at the end of the day. That's what it's all about. The bike exceeded my expectations, to be honest. I have ridden the 850 before, obviously not as much as we've done in the last 8 days, and not to the extent and the, you know, the technical stuff that we've done. But like I said, it's absolutely a good bike, a great bike to be on, and it surprised me, definitely did.
Okay, Isabella Londoño from Female Team 1, representing Latin America, but I'm from Colombia. It has been a really amazing experience since the first qualifier. Being part of the GS Trophy since Colombia and getting in a row to New Zealand was incredible. And also, it was incredible being in New Zealand with BMW, riding bikes, having a fun time, meeting people from everywhere around the world. This is unbelievable. I would love to do and make part of a process of some other people. It can be girls, men, I don't know, but make a part of their riding life so they can also live this kind of experiences that BMW offers you, like GS Trophy or many others around the world that you can find with them. For me, it's really nice to be here because I am the first woman from Latin America to come here to a GS Trophy. So it has been really nice. I think it's an example for all the countries from Latin America to continue riding bikes, to continue being part of the teams and to give it a chance. This bike I have ridden many times because I did a Latin America's qualifier, a Spain's qualifier, and now here. So it's a bike that I've already known. It's a really good bike. It's a new bike. It has a lot of technology and new things that changes a lot between one model and this one. But it's a great bike. I have enjoyed a lot. Since the first time I got my BMW, I become a fanatic of these bikes and this brand. So my life in bikes and GS Trophy and BMW continues. It's not ending, it's not stopping, and it will be part of my life. I wish it gets to be all my life.
Emotional stuff, eh? I thought you'd enjoy that insight behind the scenes at the trophy. This was a special group of riders, and I really enjoyed their company over in New Zealand. I'm just sorry that we weren't able to include everybody in this podcast. Although if you've enjoyed our live streams, Facebook posts, albums and Instagram stories, and have seen all the movies on our YouTube channel, you'll have pretty much met everyone who took part in the 7th International GS Trophy. But what about those behind the scenes helping to make it happen? From the sporting directors planning the routes, to the marshals looking after our competitors, to the journalists spreading the news, to the presenters of our daily highlights packages, to the head of BMW Motorrad, who rode every single kilometre of the trails alongside our competitors. Find out what they had to say about this year's event in a special bonus edition of Ride and Talk, number 15, available right now.